Hello, everybody. It's John the Fantasy Horseman here. Late Wednesday morning. Looking over at some priority pickups for this week and hopefully for the playoffs as well. Our number one ad right now is Kiki Cootie with Will Fuller suspended. And Kenny Stills, I believe, was cut. I guess he would be in line for more. I'm not too big on Kiki Cootie. I know he had a couple maybe good games last year. I'm higher on somebody else, which I will get to in a moment. I mean, he's worth an ad, yes, because he'd probably be the number two receiver. This may help the backs as well, losing Will Fuller, I think. This may help David Johnson. So anyway, Kiki Cootie, number one ad. Devontae Booker, I think whether you have Josh Jacobs or not, Devontae Booker would be a good pickup. I think Josh Jacobs is going to play this week. I don't know. We have to go through the practices and see if he's practicing at all. Frank Gore, if he's available, he's still getting it done. He's still getting about – he's very safe, like as a safe number two running back or a flex. He'll get you, I guess, guaranteed like 6-7 points every week, so you won't lose with him. You might not win with him, but you might not lose with him either. Phillip Rivers, if you're in desperate need of a quarterback, he hasn't been too bad. He definitely always finishes games. He never gets hurt. I do like Pittman this week. He has been throwing to Burton. The offense isn't too bad. So if you're in a pinch, if you need a quarterback, Phillip Rivers isn't bad. Wide receiver, Brett Perryman on the Jets. Well, somebody has to catch the ball, right? Tight end, I've been looking at this guy. Trey Burton, he did have a good game last week. He caught a touchdown. I don't know if his matchup's too good this week, but maybe for the fantasy playoffs, I think Trey Burton would be good. This Atkins on, Jordan Atkins on Houston. I think I like the other guy, but like I said, with the Will Fuller suspension, targets are going to go around, so he might be in line for some targets. Kyle Rudolph, Minnesota. This all depends on if Irv Smith is out or not. And, of course, he got some extra passes because Adam Thielen was out. So Adam Thielen comes back. He's still, I guess, worth an option. The offense isn't too bad. If you're in desperate need of a quarterback, Mitch Trubisky did not have a bad game against Green Bay. I think he had a couple touchdowns. Has a good rapport with Allen Robinson. Is mobile. Can get you some rushing yards as well. I don't know about the matchup this week, but maybe down the road, if you're in a pinch for a quarterback, Trubisky might not be bad for 1 week. Now, the guy I like on Houston is this Ian Coulter. He's got speed. I wouldn't play him this week immediately, but I would possibly pick him up and just hold on to him because maybe in a week or two, then he might be relevant. Another wide receiver I'm not too thrilled about. I'm not too high on Tevon Austin. He was on Dallas, wasn't doing anything. Maybe with Green Bay, somebody's got to be the number two receiver. Well, I think that's Tanya now, so he's an ad. If you're really in desperate need of a quarterback, Colt McCoy, I can't even recommend him. I don't know how long Daniel Jones is going to be out. We'll check the situation on the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game, but Luke Wilson might be a pickup because I know that Andrews tested positive. So we'll see how that game goes. I'll do a synopsis of that game tomorrow. And one other player I got, if he's still available, I'm not sure if Julio Jones is coming back this week. Russell Gage, although he wasn't that great against the Raiders, only 6.4 points. So anyway, those are my priority pickups. Some guys I like more than others, but hopefully they can help you this week and down the road. So I hope everybody enjoys the rest of their day. I guess I will talk to you later. Bye.